just I'm rather impressed that the president has reached new levels of support. If you missed it earlier, the job approval numbers for President Trump are the highest point they've been since February 3rd, 2017. Quite an accomplishment considering he's in the middle of a Senate trial of impeachment brought by the House of Representatives. But 45.6% is the Real Clear Politics average of the Trump job approval rating. Again, the best it's been since the 3rd of February 2017, less than 2 weeks after he took the oath of office was the last time he was this high. His economy numbers, 55+% approve. And the turnout in Wildwood, New Jersey, last night was off the hook. I mean, New Jersey's a Democrat state, has not voted for a Republican for president since it supported George H.W. Bush in 1988. It's been true blue ever since, but that changed. From America's Voice News, Matt Locke is joining us. Matt was there on the ground talking to people. He was inside the arena. He's done a number of these. And so have I. Matt, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Steve. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm doing good. Driving across the country today, the Fruited Plain.
Yeah, I heard that. You jumped in the automobile. It's like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. You're headed west to the great state of Iowa, if I'm not mistaken, right?
That is correct. We're heading to Iowa and Des Moines for tomorrow's Trump rally.
A big rally there. Bernie Sanders, the big lead in Iowa. We'll get back to that. But first, the Wildwood, New Jersey rally. People stood out there for days to get in. Something like 175,000 tickets were requested. Obviously, the arena didn't hold that many, but it looked like it was off the hook. What are your thoughts? What are your impressions?
Well, I'll tell you, Steve, they were sleeping on the boardwalk at Wildwoods, New Jersey, if that tells you anything.
Oh,
if you got in line yesterday morning after 6 a.m., you didn't get in.
Really?
That's how crazy it was in New Jersey. And Brad Parscale put the numbers out yesterday, 158,000 requests for tickets.
All right, so that's pretty impressive. And what a night. And what it reflects to me, though, is this. The president's support goes far beyond the base because the Democrats and the liberals and their handmaidens in the media would have you believe that, well, Trump support, it's a bunch of, you know, rednecks, you know, in Michigan and in Pennsylvania. His support extends across this country to working people, middle class people, and legal immigrants, which we had an example on the program here a little bit earlier of a woman who is supporting Donald Trump, who's a legal immigrant, says illegal immigrants should be stopped immediately. All of those people turning out to support the president. What was the energy like?
Unbelievable. It's one of those rallies, and you said it, Steve, deep blue New Jersey, and people are showing up, and we know that it was about 28% Democrats showing up for Trump last night, and we're seeing a repeat of what happened with Ronald Reagan. You know, the Democrat Party has left middle America. They've left the Rust Belt. They've left the unions. They've left these people who are blue-collar workers, and they have nowhere to go but Donald Trump, and they're showing up in big numbers.
Matt Locke with us from America's Voice News. Did you get a chance to talk to people about Bernie Sanders, about Elizabeth Warren? Did those topics come up? Because I look, you're on the road to Iowa, and Bernie Sanders, new polling shows him up by 13 points going into the caucuses, which come up on Monday. I mean, if the Democrats think Bernie Sanders is a viable candidate nationally, I think they are insane.
Well, we didn't get a chance to talk about Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren. We talked a lot about impeachment, a lot about illegal immigration, a lot of sanctuary cities in New Jersey. And people are really, that's stuck in their crawl there in New Jersey. But you're right, Steve. I mean, you know, Iowa's a pretty dominant red state when you look at the farming and the rural and everything that goes on there. And to see a Bernie Sanders who is 900 years old and fresh off a heart attack, I mean, let's go with him.
That's my guy, the guy that honeymooned in Russia. Yeah, that's the guy that wants private ownership of businesses taken away so the government can run things. Yeah, that's my guy. Let me go back to New Jersey one other thing here, because we know that New Jersey is true blue since 1988, but, Matt, we also know that Chris Christie won there. He's reasonably conservative on a number of different levels. He won twice as the governor of New Jersey. And I guess my question to you, that seeing what you saw last night, it's not inconceivable that Donald Trump could win New Jersey in 2020, is it?
Well, no, and you're right on it, Steve. I talked to some of the members of the Trump campaign and heard the very same thing. It's not out of the question that New Jersey could be in play. Right now, it's a toss-up. And, hey, in New Jersey, that's a win. If it's a toss-up for a Republican in New Jersey, you said it. New Jersey hasn't voted red since H.W.
Right, and it'd be a huge win. And I think a part of what goes on in New Jersey goes on everywhere, which is the fatigue about the impeachment, which you touched on. People are sick and tired of the investigation and the nonsense. The president's out there working on Middle East peace, putting up a border wall, making sure the economy is solid, dealing with terrorists from Iran and elsewhere. And the Democrats continue to flog this dead horse of impeachment and inquiry over and over. And I think people in New Jersey are probably just as sick of it, right or wrong.
Oh, absolutely right. I mean, you couldn't have said it any better. Impeachment has worn people out, and they're seeing through it now. You can only go for so long. Trump signing deals with China and the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement, and he's doing all these big things. And you talked about Benjamin Netanyahu and the whole peace deal there. I mean, Trump's just working away doing these great big deals, and you got the Democrats doing literally nothing but resisting.
All right. Matt Locke here with us from America's Voice. Matt, tell the folks, you got about 20 seconds. Tell the folks where they can catch your show every day.
You can find me on America's Voice News every day, 12 to 1 p.m., Lock and Load.
There you go, Matt Locke, Lock and Load, 12 to 1 every day on America's Voice. Matt, thank you so much. Travel safe. There you go, Matt Locke out the door. It is a Wednesday. Again, the reach is well beyond the base, which is what the media, well, he's supporting his base. No, he's supporting the right thing, and people realize it, and people are tired and worn out from New Jersey to New Hampshire to North Dakota to Nevada. They're tired of the impeachment. Done with it. Over it, all right? It's a Wednesday. We've got some final thoughts for hour number two. Hour number three turning out to be pretty darn good, too. I'll tell you about that. The Gentleman, by the way, great film. I'll talk about that after the break. We'll be right back.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important, and so is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. This underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac, means multiple layers of protection and virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes. It also eliminates the possibility of an anchor strike, and it means no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.
The holidays are over, but the Roxor sale keeps rolling. Get $1,000 off 2019 models. No payments for 90 days. 2019 base models start at $15,999. But you can also combine that with special Roxor financing for additional savings. So whether you want to hit the trails or put it to work, it's even easier to get into the side-by-side unlike any other. Hurry into your Roxor dealer today. Restrictions apply. See your local dealer or visit RoxorOffroad.com/offers for complete details.